May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 324. Though troubles assail and dangers affright, though friends should all fail and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us whatever betide. The scripture assures us the Lord will provide. Hymn 324.
Thank you. Let us read together from God's holy word, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he, of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. May God bless that reading of his holy word and teach us how to pray. Merciful and ever gracious Lord God in heaven, we come pleading mercy, mercy to be shown now to a poor group of sinners who gather once more seeking to worship thee. O Lord, do come right where we are this evening. Oh, may it be to one another the voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Oh, may there be an entering in of thy word into our hearts, that there may be some good things done this night in the name of the Holy Child Jesus, and for thy honour and glory. Lord, we come before thee with many needs, and many providential needs, many needs in families, circumstances, business and life in general. But Lord, oh, what greater need is there than to be made right and made ready? Lord, we are nearer eternity, moment by moment. Lord, the hours and the days are fast hastening away, and when all this will have to be left behind, we must leave all and stand before thee. May it be our privilege and our great blessing to be found sheltering beneath the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, do grant forgiveness of sin, pardon, a cleansing from all sin and uncleanness for each, Lord, who gather here this night and week by week. And Lord, we do beseech thee that thou would have mercy upon them and bless them and do them good. Oh, we come with many sins, many failings, many shortcomings. We mourn our lack of faith. Oh, that sin of unbelief, God dishonouring sin. Oh, how it plagues thy people. Lord, do free us from it. Oh, grant us clearer views of thee. Hold us fast and keep us near thee. Leave us not, neither forsake us. Oh, take each by the right hand and Lead us forth, we pray. And may we be led away from the world this night. May we have our eyes looking upwards. Oh, do show us that loving man that rules the courts of bliss. Oh, may our eyes be up unto thee, that we may, by faith, behold the King in his beauty. May a precious Christ be revealed to sinners' hearts. Lord, do speak again and touch again those who have once heard and felt. Lord, come again, we pray. Leave us not, Lord, with distant memories. May there be those fresh tokens, fresh supplies, a touch here, a heart softened. Oh, that there may be a tear shed. But oh, leave us not to that cold and lifeless spirit. We mourn the sins, Lord, that separate. Oh, we hate those sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from our breast. Oh, do keep us by thy grace. Lord, we think of that first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Oh, how far short we come. Lord, we cannot keep even the first commandment. We've transgressed thy law in every part. Lord, we're desperate sinners, in desperate need of thy mercy and thy forgiveness. Then do, Lord, raise up those here to a little hope in thy name. Oh, there may be a looking unto Jesus, a looking to that serpent, as those Israelites looked toward that serpent raised up in the wilderness by Moses, so may we, by faith, look on him. Oh, do lead us to Calvary. May we see our interest there. May we see our sins put away, that peace made between us and God. May we know the mediator of that new covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. May he be precious to us. May that precious blood be sprinkled in our hearts and in our lives. And Lord, do keep us from the evil of this world. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, we pray. We cannot keep ourselves, cannot keep alive our own souls, cannot, Lord, push our thoughts heavenward. We cannot make thee precious to ourselves. We're helpless. We're wholly dependent upon thee for everything. Then, Lord, do come and meet our every need, our every weakness. May we see it all met in thy beloved Son. Oh, we do thank thee that we live in a gospel day. We thank thee, Lord, for that, the beauty and simplicity of thy gospel. Oh, may sinners' ears be opened. May it not be overcomplicated, but may that simple gospel be revealed by the Holy Spirit's power and work. May there be the working in the hearts and the ears of the hearers, and in his mouth, in the mouth of this poor sinner in the pulpit. Oh, do make the place of thy feet glorious. Thou hast, Lord, made thy presence known and felt here in days gone by. Oh, may it be so this night. May souls leave this house different to how they came. May there be, Lord, a purpose in our gathering together. We do seek to worship thee, But may there be, may this be the meeting place between heaven and earth. Oh, may it be none other than the house of God. May, Lord, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So do come, we pray, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. We thank thee, Lord, thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thou hast, Lord, been merciful to us. Oh, do go on and be gracious to us. And may, Lord, this cause of truth be blessed. Build them up in numbers and in grace for thy honour and glory. We think of the neighbourhood. We would remember, Lord, this neighbourhood and pray that thou would have mercy upon them and gather in, Lord, thy people into this house. Could it please thee that there are those out there, Lord, whose names are in that book of life. Oh, may they be brought in. May there be a testifying of what thou hast done for never dying souls. Do loose those tongues, Lord, we pray. May that love of Christ constrain. May thy people be willing in the day of thy power. Oh, that overflowing love, that the very stones would cry out, Lord, pour out thy spirit into thy churches, breathe into dry bones. And we would pray that those blessings for each of the causes of truth up and down this land and throughout the world, where thy people meet faithfully in thy name, may it please thee to open thy kind hand and shower us with blessings from above. And give us that right zeal and our hearts burning within us. And may we have willing feet. Lord, may we not be ashamed of thee. We mourn our how ashamed we are. Oh, how Satan stifles and meddles. But Lord, may we not bring reproach on thy name. And may we ever be ready to testify of thy name and thy love. Lord, we do pray that thou art take away our every sin. We think, Lord, of the young people, the children, and the evil day in which they live. And we wonder where the scene will end. We think of our denomination, and we think of the pastor at Staplehurst taken to glory. We think of others, Lord, with ill health. Oh, do raise up faithful ministers, we pray. Grant pastors to the churches, Lord, we pray. And bless us and do us good. And remember us, Lord, in the day in which we live. Have mercy upon us. Turn again, shine upon us. And save us. Lord, we see that we live in a day of small things. And we do not despise the day of small things. Oh, but we would plead thee for more. And we would ask thee, Lord, to grant more blessing. And that thy word may be made precious in hearts. And there may be those signs following. Oh Lord, we pray then for the young, those making decisions, those, Lord, with seeking partners in life, other decisions concerning careers and many choices, hard things. Lord, help them, we pray. Be with any with a secret burden, tempted, lonely ones, seeking souls, burdened sinners, those, Lord, with secret problems and hard cases that they cannot tell anyone. Well, but may they come and tell the sinner's friend. Oh, do hear and answer prayer. We ask all these things. If we turn to thy word, we come, Lord, unworthy of the least of thy mercies. Yet we plead the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. We plead his name for pardon, forgiveness of our every sin. Plead his name for every blessing that we've asked of thy kind hand. And we plead that he may present our prayers and our desires and sighs before a Father's throne. May we see that day's man with one hand on the Father's throne and one hand on a poor sinner. O Lord, we ask in thy dear name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 908. Saved is the sinner that believes. The sacred gospel annals show. To him repentance Jesus gives, and sin's complete remission too. Hymn 908.
Thank you.
turn with me to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a glorious invitation. What welcome news to a sinner pressed down with sin, doubts, fears. But beloved friends, what a welcome invitation to those walking providential pathways of difficulty. This invitation to come unto me. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me. He says in the three verses, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. But oh, that glorious welcome. You're walking a difficult pathway. It's a hard pathway. The Lord seemingly leading you into a trying pathway in your life. You're entering a trial, a difficulty, a perplexity has come upon you. Oh, to hear his voice saying, come unto me. You see, there's a beautiful experience that the Lord favours his people with, and it's a mingling of a Saviour's tears with their tears. He leads them into places in their lives to bring them into a greater knowledge of him. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And oh, how he sympathizes with his dear people. But oh, to walk a little, to walk a little of his pathway. The sanctifying effect, that's what we desire, isn't it? When the Lord is dealing with someone, when we hear of friends and family who are in trying circumstances, well, we pray for deliverance, but oh, to pray that the Lord will sanctify it. That they won't pass through it untouched, unmoved. But it will work together for their real good. That the Lord will have a purpose of love and mercy to them. That these things are not the trials that the world passes through, but these are the trials and tribulations of the people of God. That bring that close walk, a close walk. You know, we sing, don't we, that hymn, Oh, for a Closer Walk with God. And yet, do we really realise what we're singing? What is that? It's that verse. About the idols. Oh, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. The dearest idol. I have known whate'er that idol be. Can you sing it? You know, we sing it. You see some people singing it. And, oh, I think, do you know what's coming out of your mouth? The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. It's solemn, isn't it? But that first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. But oh, to be willing to part with our idols, to not murmur when that we're parted from them, separated from them, but to see it all in love and mercy, willing, made willing, submissive. Only the Spirit can give that. We're proud sinners by nature, but oh, to have that spirit of submission, to be led, oh, in your difficulty, in your trial, to be found your eyes unto Jesus. You know, when we're in a difficult situation, trouble, whatever it is, it does no good staring inwardly, or even outwardly at others. You know, we must consider our ways, and as the Lord applies our pathway to us, there is a correcting and chastening and a voice to be heard in it. But oh, to not be found gazing on others. Why have I got this and they haven't? Why has this happened to me and they seem to be okay? You know, it does no good. It's a spiralling downwards. But oh, for this, the Lord to touch us, that our eyes may be unto him, and see the Lord Jesus, that man of sorrows, how bitter that cup no heart can conceive, which he drank quite up that sinners might live. His way was much rougher and darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? Oh, friend, the voice of the Lord Jesus, come unto me. You're in trouble. We opened with that hymn, the Lord will provide. Oh, friend, may you know and feel it. Look to him then. You've a need tonight. You want him to provide something. Look unto him. Call upon him. Make your request known. Plead for mercy. Plead for pardon. Plead acceptance through the Lord Jesus Christ. You've none of your own. But what does he say? Come unto me. You can't approach my Father. Look at you, you're a sinner. Come unto me. Come unto me. There's a new and living way. The veil of the temple is rent in twain. Access into the holiest of holies through the blood of the Lamb. Come unto me. In all your need, providential, even tomorrow, the unknown way. You young children, young people, you've exams. Come unto me. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Come unto me. You feel a weakness. How can I stand that day next week? It's a day that's in my diary and, oh, I shrink from it. Come unto me. Oh, come unto me. Leave it with me. Leave it in my hands. You didn't know about it. It's all in infinite wisdom, sovereign plan of a sovereign God. Come unto me. Come unto me. You've decisions to make. How will I choose the right path? Maybe it's a career, a work decision. How can I make that right choice? I daren't trust my own understanding. Come unto me. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Come in all your need, in all your felt sense of weakness, and come and find rest. Find rest. There's a peace here, friends, that passes all understanding. There's a peace to be found, which can outride every circumstance that the Lord's people are found in here below. You know, you may have an operation before you. Oh, to be able to come unto him and leave it. You know, if the Lord whispers those words, come unto me, and you're unable to look at him. Beloved friends, what a peace. What a peace. Oh, he's noticed me. How humbling. He's bothered to notice such a worm. Oh, how comforting. Oh, to rest there. There's a perfect peace. Whatever the Father's will is, it must be right. It must be right for me. No, it might not be good for the good of my bank balance. Oh, but it's for the good of my never dying soul. It's for my real eternal good. Oh, to leave it and rest in his love. Rest in his covenant promises. Rest in his unchanging love. Rest in that knowledge that he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That the very hairs of your head are numbered. That you are of more value than many sparrows. Oh, his tender, loving care. He doesn't willingly chide. He doesn't tease and tantalize his people. There's love in all he does. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Well, what of those providential things? There's some great mountains, aren't there? Great mountains. What of spiritual burdens? What of spiritual needs? Who is it that says, come unto me? This voice that speaks and welcomes a poor trembling sinner to call upon his name. Who is it that speaking this glorious welcome, the blessed encouragement for a seeking, longing, thirsty soul? Well, literally, the Lord spoke those words, didn't he? Come, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Oh, are there any thirsty souls here this evening? Listen to the word of God. Is the beloved Son speaking, come unto me? The encouragement for a poor trembling sinner who needs salvation, who's been taught their insufficiency, who's been taught their desperate state and condition, to come unto him. And that glorious welcome, and enabling by the Holy Spirit's work to take his name upon their lips, and as we read in Isaiah 53, and to make his soul an offering for sin. It's a solemn thing. We sometimes speak lightly, do we, of these seeking souls? Are we true seekers? A true seeker is seeking pardon and forgiveness of sin. There is sin. He's defiled from head to toe. His sin must be punished. It must be punished. The Lord's people, their sins aren't just blotted out, friends. Every sin is punished. And a child of God is welcome. Welcome to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And to make his soul an offering for sin. You know, I think of that. Who is speaking this glorious welcome? The burden bearer. That great sin bearer. He who knows what it is to bear the punishment of sin. Beloved friends, you and I, you know, we've sinned. We all have sinned. Every one of us in this chapel, without exception. And you know, if you're anything like me, you've got a mountain of them. And they're punishable. And the punishment is an eternal one. It's forever and ever in hell. Every sin punished in hell. Now, if we are to escape, if we are passed by, then it must have been the Son of God. It's either the Lord Jesus Christ as our sin bearer, or friend, we'll be bearing them ourselves. And it will take forever and ever, forever and ever. The abhorrence of sin. How Almighty God detests it, loathes it. O thou hideous monster sin, what a curse hast thou brought in. It is a curse, isn't it? And we're defiled with it. And, you know, left to ourselves, we love it. We love it and it's pleasurable. But oh, to see the Lord Jesus Christ as his people's sin bearer. Is there an attraction there to you this evening? There is a friend of sinners. There is a friend of sinners. And he loves his people so that willingly, he left his radiant throne on high, willingly came to this earth to be their sin bearer. You know, some of the Lord's people have experienced the sin and the separation of it, the sense of it separating, as we spoke of this morning, of separating from that, the sense of the love of God. But our friends, consider this dear man. He knows what it is to feel that too. Oh, in a greater measure. You know, those of you who know and love the Lord, and you felt that overflowing love in your heart, and then you felt those times of coldness, and you long for that to be reversed. You long for the Lord to return. You long to feel his touch again. You want something real again. You want that living faith in your heart. You want the feeling of him smiling upon you, shining upon you, the beloved Son in heaven. Oh, he was his Father's delight. And yet, may we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, may be made rich. Oh, he was separated. He knew the effect of sin when it was imputed on him. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He was made in every point like us, sin accepted. And yet he bore that burden and weight and wrath and penalty of sin, for sins not his own, for his people's sins, the church's sins. Think of that mass of sin. Think of it. Oh, I consider my own. I'm sure I don't know half of them. But when you consider it, and consider that it was love that moved him. Love moved him to die. And on this we rely. Our Jesus has loved us. We cannot tell why. We can't fathom it, can we? We can't comprehend it. But oh, he willingly undertook it. Took that load of sin and bore the punishment. Bore the punishment of it. Beloved friends, do you see a beauty in it? The Church of God, their sins imputed on the Lord Jesus Christ. His soul made an offering for sin. Think of it. It pleased the Father. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Why? It was fulfilling that glorious plan of salvation, the purchase of his people, the gathering in of those sheep, the purchase price, the ransom paid, the penalty of sin, an eternity of hell for every one of his dear children, born on the Saviour. He saved them from it, spared them it. And this loving man, he says, come unto me, come unto me. Burdened sinner, those of you who know and feel your sins, and you've tried, haven't you, to make yourself better? You've tried to stop yourself adding more. You've tried to mend your ways and failed miserably. You've tried and strived to live a good and better life, but you fail. Oh, he says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Are there some labouring sinners here this evening? Oh, you're toiling and rowing, aren't you? You say, I can't come. You say it so easily that the words come out your mouth, come unto me, but oh, I can't come. I'm too vile. I'm too sinful. I'm ashamed of myself. That's it, isn't it? You've had the light shone in your heart, and it's horrified you how vile and sinful you are. And how can I approach? He who can see the inmost workings of my heart. How can I approach? I'm ashamed of myself. And, you know, it's not just that, but I'm ashamed that I'll be back again. And I'm ashamed that I can't promise any good to bring. And I'm ashamed that though I come to the Lord Jesus Christ, yet I must come back again and again. And I feel I'll be back again next week. And I can't keep myself. I have a sinful heart that's so prone to wander. Oh, how can I come? How can you stay away? How can you not come? You shall come. I know that. Beloved friends, if you've those the Spirit's working in your heart, you will come. You must come. The Spirit's working in the heart of a sinner. He never labours in vain. He never spends his strength on naught. He never wastes his time. Oh, whom he loves, he calls. Oh, they shall come. The certainty of it. And they'll have to come. Oh, they'll have to come. And you know, you read that woman, she came, didn't she? She had laboured and spent all. Spent all that she had on many physicians and still had the same case. Where she came to the feet of Jesus. But she came, you see, she came in secret, didn't she? She said, oh, that I may touch the hem of his garment. But she touched and then shrank away. Is that how you want to come, friend? You feel so unworthy, so base, so vile. Oh, you can't approach him. I can't approach him. Oh, but I must come. I can't stay away. There's life, eternal life. There's something that will satisfy. It's give me Christ or else I die. I've tasted other streams, but I need the living water. I've tried the broken cisterns. I've tried the water of this world. I need the water of life. That's the thing that will quench my thirst. The Lord has given me this raging thirst, and this world will never satisfy it. And I've tried, and I've tried, and I'm still with this thirst. Oh, but there's a fountain of living water. Oh, that I may drink. Oh, but how can I approach? You seek to come and touch the hem of his garment and slip away. Slip away. You think you can touch the hem of his garment and slip away? He who knows every sinner's heart, he who's drawn you to the hem of his garment, you didn't know he was drawing you. Oh, but there's this resistless hand, this invisible hand that's reached out and it's pulling you, and it won't let you go. Won't let you go. What a mercy. And this hand is saying, come unto me. And whether you come face to face or you try and sneak round the back, you will come. You must come. There's a mighty hand that's drawing. And it's a hand of love and mercy. And it's saying, come unto me. And you can't go anywhere else. And you'll prove it. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You'll have to come. And beloved friends, oh, to have the Lord Jesus. He called her back, didn't he? Called her back. Who touched me? You can't touch a sympathizing heart. You can't touch the friend of sinners and take healing virtue from him without him knowing. Oh, and oh, that we may testify. What will I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I'll take the cup of salvation. Oh, you'll declare it before his brethren. And there must be. Who touched me? There she comes. There she comes. There she comes. And it's go in peace. This peace that passes all understanding. You know, friend, I do believe there's some in our congregations who have touched the hem of his garment and have slipped away. But you know, friends, they haven't got that peace. They haven't got that peace. Oh, may the Lord call them. May it be, come unto me. Oh, that peace that passes all understanding. The answer of a good conscience. Testifying of his name. I will make mention of the loving kindnesses of the Lord. We don't do it in a legal spirit. But, beloved friends, them that honour me, I will honour. And what blessings the Lord's dear people have proved. As by faith, they're enabled to testify. And is it not a commandment? The Lord's Supper this evening. Those who have touched the hem of his garment. Is there not a commandment to remember him at the table? It's a beautiful commandment. And it's an ordinance for sinners. And every sinner that meets round his table is on the same ground. My only hope is in his blood. Sinners with no hope in themselves who have come unto the Saviour in all felt weakness and sinfulness, yet have come in faith, by faith and in love, and they remember him. And what mercy and blessings and what spiritual blessings he bestows on those who take up the cross and follow him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, there's often a pathway of darkness to those who touch the hem of his garment and seek to slip away. Oh, may the voice of the dear Saviour sound out if there's any here this night. Oh, come unto me. Who touched me? Are you one of those, friend? Are you one of those? I speak in much love and fear, not wishing to say anything amiss, but you know, the Lord has blessed his dear children. Some have had to come on a hope that their names are written there, but yet the Lord has abundantly filled their cup. As they seek to walk and testify of the little hope they have, he's poured in and granted a full assurance Oh, they've seen Jesus in the water. They've seen him by faith. That the Lord has honoured them and blessed them and poured in. Friends, may there be some ears open to this voice. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Tempted, burdened sinners, buffeted with Satan's constantly harassing. How can I come? I don't fit in with the people of God. I'm more sinful than they must be. But what does the Lord say? Not the righteous. Not the righteous. I came to call not the righteous but sinners to repentance. It's sinners that this call is made to. And it's only a sinner who's lived to feel his need will hear this voice, will see, feel an attraction in it. It's not a free call to the whole universe to come unto me. The sound goes out. It's like that Jubilee trumpet. The sound is blown out. And the gospel trumpet is blown. But only those ears that the Lord has given will hear it. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. Come unto me. The sheep, they hear that voice. They hear that call. It's welcome news to them. Why? Because they're labouring under sin and under all its filth. And they're striving and wrestling with doubts and fears. But oh, that trumpet sound, that the call is sent forth. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ who speaks it. And he says, dear burdened sinner, tempted sinner, trembling sinner, come unto me. Come unto me. Oh, there's everything for a dying sinner. Everything a dying, guilty sinner needs. Everything found in him. Every shortcoming. You say, well, I can't promise any good to bring. No, you can't. Come unto me. I can't promise to endure to the end. Come unto me. Oh, and find rest. Rest in my covenant. Rest in the promise that I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. There's rest there for your soul. You can't promise good to bring. But he's promised to provide everything for you. That there's a storehouse. A fullness resides in Jesus our head. And ever abides to answer our need. And it's the giver of it who says, come. And as we said, this great sin bearer says, come. You say, I've got a mountain of sin. You say, well, this is all nice for others, but you don't know what my heart's like. My heart, my sins, they're like a mountain rising. Oh, to hear the Lord's voice. I know, friend, but come unto me. Come unto me. And he leads a sinner by the hand, by faith, and he takes him to Calvary. And come just for a few moments with me. And there we see the Lord Jesus Christ in the same night in which he was betrayed, bringing in this beautiful ordinance of the Lord's Supper. There's a sin to be put away. There's a dark, dark hour in that garden before him. And yet love to his people. He knows we would forget. He knows the treachery of our hearts. And he brings in this beautiful ordinance that we remember him. Remember him. And then we journey to Gethsemane. And we see the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, He doesn't let his disciples follow him there. And he won't let you follow him there. You see, he's going on before his sheep. He's making a way. There's a work to be done. There's a punishment to be borne. And there he enters that garden. And there the Father vents that anger. Wrath for sin, punishment for sin, sins that deserved to be punished on the church, every one of them punished on his dear son. Oh, what a horrific sight. What an horrific sight. You know, the word of God, rightly so, draws a veil over that scene. But beloved friends, the horrors of it, the agonies of it. There the fountain was opened for sin and for uncleanness. There in that bloody sweat in that garden, the Son of God prostrate on the ground in agony. In agony. Agony of body, agony of mind. A real man bearing the burden of the church's sin. Think of it. Oh, the hymn writer says he bore it with strength enough and none to spare. But this is our foundation, that every child of God, their sins were borne away, the punishment of it vented there, and he rose from that garden scene. Oh, the strength of our dear Lord Jesus, that the Father sent that angel to strengthen him. And there he ventures forth and is betrayed by one of his disciples. Have you been betrayed? Do you know what it is to suffer the betrayal of friends? Come unto me. Come see a sorrowful scene. You think of those words in Lamentations. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, come unto me, come and see. What did that lady say, the woman of Samaria, when the Lord met her by the well, and he revealed to her sins, gave her that thirst for living water, convicted her of her sins and told her to bring her husband, and then revealed himself as the promised Messiah. I that speaketh to me, to thee am he. The clearest voice to any sinner in the Bible. You know, there's no clearer revelation to any sinner than that, is there? Speaking directly to her, I that speaketh to thee am he. And there she goes, come and see a man that told me all that I did. Is not this the Christ? But come and see. Come and see a man. If there be any sorrows like unto my sorrows, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Come unto me and see it. You're passed by, friend. You're passed by. You've escaped that punishment. Oh, to be shown a little interest there, but then to go to the judgment hall. You see there the Son of God, buffeted, wounded, stripped, humiliated. Oh, friends, when you read through that scene in the judgment hall, oh, who can remain unaffected by it? And to think, what had he done wrong? Nothing. It was being obedient to his Father's will. His man had done nothing amiss. Nothing amiss. Oh, you know, that breaks a sinner's heart when he sees the Lord Jesus Christ with the crown of thorns, being smote on the head, buffeted and scourged, stripped, mocked, humiliated. Breaks the sinner's heart. and it's come unto me. You've a soul to be saved. Willingly, come unto me. Your filthiness. You see, it's our sins. If we're found in that bundle of life with the Lord our God, it's our hands that are smiting him. It's us that have smote him on the head. Our fingers have wrought that crown of thorns. You know, it's you and me, friend. If the Lord Jesus Christ is our sin offering, well, the sacrifice is prepared. The lamb, without spot and without blemish, is brought in for the sacrifice. And we're preparing it. And as you call upon him and say, Lord, save me, what are you asking? An interest there. Oh, and he leads the child to Calvary. And there's a view of him there. On the cross, the Lord of glory dying. See him gasping, hear him crying, see his burdened bosom heave. And then, look ye sinners, ye that hung him, look how deep your sins have stung him, dying sinners, look and live, come unto me. Oh, what a sight, come and look on him whom ye have pierced. Come and behold his agonies, terrifying scene, that the Lord of glory, the Son of God, made sin, humiliated on the cross, and see him hanging, in agonies, bleeding and dying. Oh, and dying sinners, look and live. Oh, mercy streams in streams of blood. A pardon and peace with the Heavenly Father. And you shall find rest unto your souls. That's the rest, isn't it? Do you long for it, friend? The rest that remains for the people of God. This purchase of that rest. Oh, do you long an interest in that rest? There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. May it be mine. Oh, there's a rest to be found at the foot of the cross, looking up into the Saviour's eyes. Oh, and hear his voice. This was done for you. Oh, is it that your desire tonight? Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £680, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Parish will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Warren next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 985. Ho, ye despairing sinners here, ye thirsty, sin-sick souls draw near. Here's water whose all-powerful stream shall quench your thirst and wash you clean. Its healing power has always wrought beyond the reach of human thought. Hymn 985.
Dear Lord, do forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship this day, and take us each home in peace and safety. Be with those, Lord, who remain for thy ordinance, and be with those who leave. And do, Lord, forgive all our every sin. Be with us each in the unknown way, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each now and for evermore. Amen.